You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
Hello, Ms. Katie. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Marcia. Thank you so much for having me. I feel so special.
You are special. You are really fabulous. So I know we've met a couple times and you've been able to share your vast knowledge with me and your specialty on choosing to work with divorcing spouses. So just thought be best to be able to share that information with everybody. So if you just want to give a little background of who you are and who you work for and your niche market, please.
Sure. My name is Katie Doerr. I work for Compass, the Lynch Group. And really what I'm doing comes from the heart, right? And a little bit about my background is, you know, I didn't just wake up, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago and say, hey, I want to work with people that are going through an awful time in their life and a divorce. And right. it didn't happen that way. It kind of organically came to me as I navigated through the different channels of my career. So almost three decades now, I've been in the real estate world, and I started in an escrow company way back when ditech.com was front and center, and learned all my escrow skills from them, and then shortly navigated over to the lending side and worked on the processing aspect of it and loved it.
Yes.
I loved it so much because I really felt like anyone that's in the mortgage business, you know, you have to put pieces of the puzzle together.
Absolutely.
It's unique. All the loan programs that there are.
Oh, yeah.
It's good for, staying on top of your game, if you will, because you can't become complacent because not every person's situation is the same.
Absolutely.
So that's a good thing. And in 2008-09, we all know what happened then. And I ventured over into the title side, which I found really fascinating because I learned more in depth about vestings and all the different deeds, vesting deeds you could have, your grant deed, your quitclaim deed, your interspousal deeds, and not only how to prepare them, but what they all meant, right? Mm-hmm. Why is someone selected as vesting? And what does it mean behind it? And what does that mean when it's attached to your property? And what does that mean for your future? So that was really interesting. And then an old mentor of mine reached out to me as he had started up his own escrow company. And it's called Lender's Choice Escrow, and asked me to join. And I did. And help run that up to 28 escrow officers. So that was super fun and exciting. And anytime, you know, you do something like that, it's more of a team dynamic and dealing with all the different personalities and making sure what fits and how things work and all that good stuff.
Right. Absolutely.
And then shortly thereafter, he wanted to challenge me again and said, hey, I want to open a mortgage company. As if, you know, running escrow wasn't challenging enough. Challenge ourselves again. So helped him start Interactive Mortgage, which was amazing. I still feel like to this day, it's my baby. Doing everything from hiring and, you know, correlating the teams together from the front end of sales to the processing teams, to the underwriters, to the funders, to the shippers on the back end, putting all
you
the
have so much like, knowledge and experience, really. That's that truly in itself to differentiate you. So yeah, sorry to interrupt, but go ahead.
No, that's fine. And really for me, my ultimate goal after developing everything is just making it a seamless process flow, right? Once you figure out what the process is, you can duplicate it. You can add new loan programs to it. You can add people to it. It's just a matter of getting the right players in the game, putting it in there, getting it organized, having the tools for your team to be successful in implementing it. And, you know, working as a team, I feel that's wildly successful. I've always felt, you know, one man show just doesn't exist, right?
The right. Absolutely.
Multiple brains working together is definitely the best way to do it. So mm-hmm. I guess, story short, that's my career kind of in a nutshell. And so now I've transformed all of that knowledge and now have my sales license. And so now I'm a realtor, like I said, for Compass, the Lynch Group. And instead of being behind the computer all day, helping facilitate change and movement and answering questions and doing all of that, now I'm front and center in front of everybody. I'm not in an office like this all day long, which I love because my entire career has been sitting at a desk, sitting at a computer and, you know, 10 plus hours a day, just grinding and working away. And now I'm in front of people, talking to people and being more human. I almost feel like, you know, so it's almost like chapter two of my life has started and I'm really excited to take on this new journey and see where it goes.
Absolutely. And excited for you. I know you're going to do fabulous. So let's just talk about a couple of things. So what drew you to specialize in the field of divorce?
So it's a good question. So unfortunately, I went through my own divorce. So it was, you know, it was gnarly to say the least. It lasted way longer than I ever anticipated. It got uglier than I ever thought it would. You know, I think anyone that has gone through a divorce knows how stressful it is. And there's times that, you know, you just kind of feel like, where do I go? Where do I get the help that I need? And it's really challenging. And even with all my experience in mortgage, title and escrow, and understanding like division of assets, there's still a whole nother spectrum that I didn't understand, you know, family law and what all do they handle? And then, you know, I just felt very much like I needed somebody to grab my hand and say, hey, this is what you're supposed to be doing. This is how you navigate this dark channel of your life. And it was tough. So I felt like I needed to be on a mission to surround myself with those of like mind, which is why you and I, people that have been through this situation, people that understand the situation. And you have patience and all of that to be able to guide the people that come to you for loans, for real estate needs, all of these questions. It's full spectrum. And I feel like that's the goal, is to be able to facilitate a couple of different hats and help people in different ways that not a typical realtor would be able to help them. Right.
Yes,
like I can help you buy a home. Yes. I can help you sell a house. I can help you rent a property. But at the end of the day, when you're going through these personal struggles, there's a lot more that I could help. And even if I personally cannot help you, I have the surrounding. I've surrounded myself with people of like mind that have the ability to grab your hand and take you down that channel and be able to help facilitate all of those questions and help you guide you in the right direction.
Right, which is huge, because during that time, it's, you know, you don't want to feel as though you're alone. Yeah. And knowing that you have a team there to support you and to be able to feel comfortable to ask questions. Yes, that's huge. And so it's good that you're, you know, to be doing, and I'm sorry that you did have to go through that experience, but it's nice because now with all your back knowledge that you have and personal to be able to bring that to the present and truly be able to help and educate and empower any of your new clients moving forward. So just, so what would you say in your experience, what are some common misconceptions that clients may have about the divorce process, and how do you address and clarify those? So what would you...
Gosh, I think the biggest misconception, at least for myself, was that it's going to be quick and easy. I think what we have to remember, and maybe it's more of a California thing, that it's not quick and it's definitely not easy. Our systems are behind, you know, in California, and we're on the low channel of having enough people in that industry to facilitate movement. There's a lot of stagnant things happening in the court system and it causes some frustration. So I think quick and easy is probably the biggest misconception. You know, kind of the frame of mind, depending on who you are in the relationship, is like, oh, my spouse is going to get everything. You know, maybe you feel like your spouse has more power and possibly more of a financial stance, and you just feel like you're not going to win. You know, everyone's in a different situation. I feel like some spouses have the tendency to lean in that direction.
Right. Because like, dynamics, yeah, that were going on in the marriage. But the whole thing is, right. It's not that both to, you know, and to make sure that it's equitable and fair in the divorce. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But and that's, yeah.
To community property. Right. So
right.
It's one of the things where, you know, it is community property for a reason. There's a division. There's a split that is supposed to be 50-50. So right. I think that's a misconception. And I think the last misconception, which for me was definitely the truth, is that once your divorce has been deemed final, that little stamp has been on there, that you think everything is done, and it's just not done. A lot of divorces are stamped final, and they're still working through custody or spousal support, you know, because there's different dynamics that are happening, maybe a change of a career change and things like that, or they're working through something very personal. So they don't make those final allocations until later, even a, like a sale of a property, especially with people that have multiple properties. If they're dividing their assets and they're deciding that all their properties need to be sold and split, a lot of times divorces will be final with that as something that has to happen, with specific parameters that have to happen at a later time. And it'll say, you know, your divorce is final, but you have 2 years to make X, Y, and Z happen.
Right.
All
right.
Things were new. I had no knowledge of any of that at all. So
yeah.
It's a learning process, right? But I think those
right, are absolutely.
Fun. Yeah.
And I think too, like just to say a little bit about as a CDLP, and that's what I do, and being a part of that settlement during that settlement agreement, and in educating too about, you know, finalizing and making sure that whatever has to happen, whether it's going to be that equity buyout or purchasing a new property, to make sure that both spouses are financially set up and doing that proper mortgage planning for them to be able to move forward and succeed. Because just because it's stated legally during that agreement, we know that the underwriter and the lender, they don't care. It doesn't yeah. matter if it's yeah. written in there. So that's right. why the importance of too, of during that whole process, is educating and making sure that for each spouse mm-hmm. and part of being that equitable and making sure that they can qualify too for their new mortgage or yeah, whatever is going to be happening, whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, the assuming the loan or whether, you know, buy a new property or whatever the situation is, that's fair and equitable. Right.
Right. Right.
So just a couple more questions, if you don't mind. So in your opinion, what are the most crucial skills or qualities that professionals working in the divorce field should possess?
Ooh, I would say patience is number one. You have to have patience. I think you have to be willing to give up some time because, and what I mean by that is you have to be able to lend an ear. Right.
There's
people are going through the whole time of their lives, and 5 minute phone calls don't really work. You have to be willing to give up your time to be empathetic to everything mm-hmm. going through. And there's a lot of people that just need to talk.
Yeah.
So, you know, right. You have patience is ultimately number one, and know that you need to spend a little bit of extra time with your people. But I just think experience more than anything is critical, and understanding experience allows you to fully understand what that person is going through. And again, that gives you the empathetic ear to know and understand, yes, I understand what you're saying. I understand your feelings. Let me validate you because mm-hmm. I've been there and I fully understand the struggle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think those are so important. And as you're saying too, because patience, because nothing happens quickly. So right. It doesn't, you know, for things to be filed for even during that settlement agreement. And then once it's filed, so knowing it's not going to be, you know, oh, here I have a new client that's getting divorced, you know, they're going to buy or whatever the situation, thinking it's going to, it doesn't happen quickly. And it is the most important thing is to be empathetic. And I think regardless of, you know, knowing that this is such a life-changing event for somebody to be experiencing, to having patience and empathy and listening, which you obviously absolutely possess. And I think it's so great too, because I haven't ever met somebody that has such a, with your background in truly in all aspects of real estate, so that you come to the table with such a more understanding and experience in education than somebody else. And and having your specialty and your niche practice to be focused on working with divorced spouses, I think you just bring just a wealth of information and knowledge, and just being you as such a kind soul too, that people are going to be lucky to work with you.
Well, thank you, Marcia. That was really nice.
You're welcome. Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. Is there anything else that you'd want to share with anybody listening to our podcast and about working with you, or the importance of having even a CDLP, or you having you as a realtor that specializes in working with divorcing spouses, and anything just to summarize?
I guess just in short is, you know, I feel like this is my passion. It is a niche, and it's really the heart and soul of my business. And I feel like, you know, with my background, I can be very beneficial, and it's not
absolutely
just buying and selling of homes. I know everyone is that whole realtor status, but I really do have a need to help. And if there's, you know, I think my message would be, if you're going through that circumstance and you have questions, to reach out. I'm here for any questions and any guidance that I can offer. I'm out of the Orange County area, and I'm always open for questions. And again, I will help however I can.
Wonderful. And we're going to make sure to have all your contact information put up so that people will be able to easily access that and reach out to you. So thank you, Ms. Katie, so much for taking the time today and talking with me.
Thank you, Marcia. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the time that you spent with me today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Okay, we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you again.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.